W-8-Z-Z-U.
Testing. TG-8-ZH. TG-8-ZH. Testing. TG-8-ZH. Kilo Golf 8 Zulu Hotel. Gladman, Michigan. This is Kilo Golf 8 Zulu Hotel. KG-8-ZH. Gladman, Michigan.
Gladwin, Michigan, this is Whiskey 8, Tango Oscar Yankee, Madison Heights, southeast corner of the state.
Well, good afternoon, sir. Name here is Chuck, and I'm located in Gladwin, Michigan, and I am on my first DMR repeater. I've been a ham for 30 years, but I've never owned a DMR radio yet. And went out and picked one up yesterday, and I've been having a miserable time trying to get it working right, but it seems like it's going now. So how are you doing today? KG8ZH.
Yes, sir. Well, congratulations on DMR. Yeah, you're on Michigan 1 statewide, so MI5 statewide. And your signal is great, perfect. I'm doing pretty good. PT gave me some homework to do, so answering the radio gives me a break from doing exercises.
Okay, well, actually, you're my first contact on DMR ever, and I don't know why. I've got the call list programmed into this radio, and all I'm seeing is your call sign number. It's not showing your information, and I'm not sure, you know, your DMR number, I should say, but I'm not exactly sure why. I might have a setting wrong. Yesterday I got an email from somebody on the repeater that said I was getting into it, but I wasn't hearing anybody. So I've been working on that as well. I've been playing around with promiscuous mode and dual time slots and everything else, trying to get it going. But I got to figure out why I'm not getting your information.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you're, I know on my radio, when I'm in promiscuous mode, it doesn't seem to transmit right all the time. But there is a setting, and you know, I don't know what radio you have, and I'm not really good at programming myself, but you know, there's a setting in the radio that'll tell you how the information is displayed on the screen. That's what you're going to want to look for. Whether it's just number, name, location. There's various different ways to have it displayed on the screen, and that's in the settings, so that's what you want to look for. W-8-T-O-Y.
Okay, W-8-T-O-Y, KG-8-Z-H. Just out of curiosity, since I'm new to this, I'm just wondering, is my information showing up on your end?
Affirmative. I got it just showing every on the screen. I got your name. And I don't know what else it had on there. I didn't look at it real close, but I know it had your name along with your ID and I think your location.
B-A-T-Y-B.
Go ahead, sir. KG-8-ZH.
KG-8-ZH. Your information is showing. The other guy is not showing on mine either, so he must not be in the database, or I've not updated my database for a while for the digital context to make the translation to show on your screen. So I'm actually programming mine today, trying to figure out digital APRS on a Anytone D578UV3 and just playing around a little bit. So I'm going to update my database and see if the other guy shows up. K-E-H-C-Y-B.
All right. Now, I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I am going through a hotspot. I don't know if that changes how much information is sent or not, but my DMR ID is at least a year or more old. I used to have the old ID, and I had to update to the one that starts with 3. But that was like over a year ago, maybe even 2.
Yeah, Brent, I just wanted to let you know, I got everything. Everything came in on you, your name, your location, Cairo, Michigan, everything came in. So apparently I got something going right here. I've been a long-time user of C4FM, but this is, like I said, my first time playing around with Fusion. I mean, with DMR PGAs that they could, right?
You know, seldom caller kind of guy, but yeah, since I have to be here playing with the radio, and yeah, I've got all your information, Chuck, same thing, so I was just preparing to check the other guy's call sign there. I did see recently, or I'm sorry, radio ID. I did see recently, too, that Brandmeister numbers, there's something to do with the first digit not being the right number, and they're making some changes, so I'm going to go ahead and check the database and see if he's in there, but he might want to go check radioid.net, I think it is, and make sure his radio ID is going to stay valid. T-E-A-C-Y-B, over to the other guy. Sorry, I didn't catch your call sign.
That would be Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar Yankee, W-8-T-O-Y. I've had that call sign for a number of years. So, yeah, I'm over the radio ID. I'll double-check that my information is still correct, but it is allowing me to go through, so I don't know. All right, well, I got to get back to, I think I've had long enough for us, so I'm going to get back to leg raises and stuff. So, everybody have a good afternoon. This is WATOY. I'm going to say 73 now. Good day.
Showing a call ID number, 602518, 602518, if that's correct.
I'm just getting to the database. They actually have a database contact manager. And I played with it a little bit, but I'm not sure I've updated the contacts on this radio since I first put it on there probably 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm going to work on updating the database, and I'll see if he's in my current one, and if not, hopefully he'll be in the new one. That way I got it updated. I'm going to go ahead and go back to programming. Your signal sounds good, Chuck, and happy DMRing 73-KEH-CYB.
Okay, Brent. Well, thank you for the information. I was beginning to think this radio wasn't working. I was literally ripping my hair out trying to program it. Usually I'm pretty good at that sort of thing, but this one really got me. I had to really sit down and do my homework to get this thing up and running. And then finally, I realized that my rubber duck antenna on this HT wasn't cutting it, so I hooked it up to my outside antenna, and I got an immediate response. So apparently it's definitely the antenna system, too. It wasn't helping me. Anyway, go back to your work, and I appreciate you coming back, and you have a good day, KGZH.
IB, you still here?
W-A-T-O-Y is here. But was you one that said my ID started with a 6?
That was me. Yeah, it's 602518. And your radio ID is 319-3696 is your actual radio ID. So I think if I'm understanding it correctly, you just need to correct your radio ID in your actual radio. And then it should bring up your call sign when you're talking to people, because that's what I'm seeing in the radio ID search box, K-E-H-V-Y-B.
Well, thank you. Yeah, nobody's mentioned that to me before now, so maybe it has something to do with the hotspot, but I will double-check the program. Thanks for the information. I appreciate it. W-A-T-O-Y, 73.
Yeah, real good, John. Yeah, I'll be here in the shack for a while, so maybe if you try it again, I'll catch you and we can give you an answer. So, yeah, real good. 73 UQ, KEHCYB monitoring.
KCHCYB? KCHCYB, W8COY.
I don't know if you're there, but I got your information on the screen now.
All right. My hotspot's programmed wrong. It's adding that 6. It was programmed for Brandmeister and TGIF, and we took the TGIF, but I think we left the ID number with the padding in it with the 6-0 in it. So, I also have my 6.
Well, real good. Yeah, I was just noticing on my HT that I was here monitoring with as well that I need to update the database on that maybe because I didn't have your information. But I thought it flashed for a little bit and went away. All right, real good. KE8CYD.